Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for listening. Getting towards the end of Q1 this year. Time's just flying by. We had our flight book club this morning. We switched up what we're reading. We were kind of on a self-help death spiral there for a while. So we moved over to kind of self-helpy, but we were reading the Arnold book right now, Be Useful. And it's fantastic, and everyone really liked it. The end of those book club meetings is always the topic is, so what did we learn or what takeaways did we come away that we could implement at flight and do better? And the main thing we took away was doing the little things right, right? So Arnold talks about winning his first Mr. Olympia to Frank Zane because Arnold was enormous and jacked, but Frank Zane put effort into things like his obliques and his calves and these different muscles that don't really get worked if you're doing standard exercises. So to get to that next level, you know, Arnold went through and he cut all the legs off his pants and he do all this crazy shit to make sure he got the little things right. So what that means at flight is the CRM, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, the CRM, the right letters being capitalized, everything looking tight and clean. Every single house being not having trash strewn about, and even though it's under construction in a construction site, making sure it's swept up. When there's a problem that arises, doing the extra work and not solving the problem, but solving that problem for the future. You walk a house with your client towards the end, and you're fixing all the little details. And if there's a mess up with the drywall or one of the drawers doesn't go all the way in, it's getting those little things right. Because as you scale, those little things add up and I feel like it's like plaque in a vein, right? One little thing is a little piece of plaque and they start to build up on each other. And then it just becomes a huge bottleneck for your organization. So if you have... So problems that seem like little problems when you're small become massive problems as you grow and scale. So we are hyper-focused here on getting everything as right as we can. And of course, we're going to make mistakes along the way. But making sure that you have attention to detail as we go down the road. So I think that's, holds true in other organizations. We have a sales arm here too between Glide and the flight group, and we're talking, the salespeople are at the book club this morning, and we were just talking about the fact that, maybe if your goal this quarter is 200 leads in the system, 190 is not good enough. It's not good enough to be the best, right? Everyone there is talented. Everyone there will make money. But if you want to be where we want to be, which is the top, both on the home buying and land buying side, as well as the retail agent side, you can't sacrifice these little pieces. You need to be showing up on Saturdays, Sundays, nights, to make sure that your goals and numbers are hit, because that little bit of margin there is the difference between being good and being great, being the best. The other thing I'll bring up that's just been coming up in my life a lot lately, I think I've talked about it before, is seasons. Embracing whatever season of life you're in. Not every season is full of joy. Some of them require pain. They require suffering, but without that pain and suffering, you can't enjoy the highs. So embracing life, events just happen, right? It's us that put meaning on them. So success and failure are basically the same thing. We just put a positive meaning on success and a negative meaning on failure. So distancing yourself from the emotional reactions to the season of life you're in and looking at it in the big picture, right? You're going to have ups and downs, but as long as you're trending the right direction, you have to deal with the downs in an emotionally stable way. And just know that all of that is temporary. All the good times are temporary, as well as all the bad times. On a flight front, we are fucking moving. Another two houses completed this week, turned over to clients. So we have 7 complete at this point. Our build costs are coming in great. We're finishing houses in about 130 days. And these are houses that we've had to, not only our first ones, but we've had to go through the holidays where it was kind of tough to get vendors to houses during that time period. So really, really solid beginning to everything going on. There's a ton of momentum on around the office. We had new team members start last week. We have someone else starting on Monday. So things are really solid, and we are closing out the end of the quarter with a lot of rocks getting done on the positive side. So Clarity Day is coming up in a couple weeks, so we've already been working on rocks for Q2, and just rolling along. We've had some great events too, where a lot of people showed interest in possibly building or buying lots, and you know, affordable housing, making the community better. Kind of developed a mission statement of you know, developing leaders to solve this affordable housing problem. So continuing to move in the right direction, but also being aware that, you know, especially in startup mode, it's seasons. So thank you everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.